fraud protection, free credit monitoring, and interest earned on your entire balance with easy access where, when, and how you need it. Get the most bang for your buck with an interest checking account at Gulf Coast Bank & Trust, the local bank that cares about you. Ready to bank smarter? Visit gulfbank.com and let's make it happen.
This is what you're looking for.
Equal housing and equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC. Running your own business means being ready for anything. And with the local bank that cares about local businesses, you will be. At Gulf Coast Bank & Trust, keeping your business accounts organized is a breeze with all the digital tools, convenience, and security you need, where, when, and how you need them. Get the most bang for your buck and your business. Visit gulfbank.com and let's make it happen.
This is what you're looking for.
Equal housing and equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC. Fraud protection, free credit monitoring, and interest earned on your entire balance with easy access where, when, and how you need it. Get the most bang for your buck with an interest checking account at Gulf Coast Bank & Trust, the local bank that cares about you. Ready to bank smarter? Visit gulfbank.com and let's make it happen.
This is what you're looking for.
Equal housing and equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up in on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll recap the week that was in the WNBA, and we'll look ahead to the upcoming games in the WNBA. Plus, we'll take a look at the 2023 WNBA All-Star rosters. As always, I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about the Las Vegas Aces. Man, if you still had not had an opportunity to watch the Aces, I'm telling you, you are missing out. Man, this team is outstanding from top to bottom. Chelsea Gray, Kelsey Plum, Jackie Young, Candace Parker, Sydney Colson, Alicia Clark, and of course, Asia Wilson. I mean, what more could you ask for, right? And of course, Becky Hammond in her second year as head coach of the Las Vegas Aces. I mean, this team has been doing damage so far in this first half of the WNBA season. So far, let's take a look at the Aces' current record. Currently, as this show is airing, they have a record of 15 wins and one loss. Currently, during the month of May, they went undefeated 4-0. June started off red hot for them until June the 8th when they lost to the Connecticut Sun. But since that period of time, the Aces have gotten back on track and they have not missed a beat. So during the month of May, they went 4-0. In the month of June, they went 10-1. And so far, they're 1-0 in the month of July. So currently, as it stands right now, they have a record of 13-1. And I've got to tell you, the Las Vegas Aces, again, this team is stacked from start to finish. Last year's team was outstanding. So far, this year's team is shaping up to be even better as well. And you can't forget about Kia Stokes as well with her defense and her rebounding. The Aces have a strong chance to possibly repeat as this year's WNBA champions. Now, will they repeat? It's pretty premature, but they've got everything. They've got all the right ingredients and all of the right moves, and they've made all the right moves in order to possibly repeat as champions. Candace Parker, you got her from the Chicago Sky. You know what experience she brings to the table. And people always saying, well, she's 36 and blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? So what? Okay, so what? I mean, yeah, Candace Parker, she's in her late 30s, but you know what? She's like a fine wine. She's continuing to get better with time, and not just with her veteran leadership, but also with her solid scoring and her defense. She's bringing a whole lot to a team that was already stacked before. And then when you add Asia Wilson, the two-time WNBA League MVP, what more can you ask for, right? Kelsey Plum, Jackie Young, Chelsea Gray, who is a walking buzzer beater. You can't go wrong with the Las Vegas Aces. They have been smoking, man, and they have not looked back since losing in the early part of June. My next storyline is going to be Breonna Jones. If you had not had an opportunity to watch The Connecticut Sun, you know that Breonna has brought so much to the table since she's been a member of The Connecticut Sun. 2 years ago, she won the WNBA's Most Improved Player of the Year. And then this last season, she won the WNBA's Sixth Player of the Year award. She's also a two-time WNBA All-Star, and she's also a WNBA All-Defensive Second Team selection. Well, this past week, the Connecticut Sun, they lost one of their key players. Breonna will be out for the remainder of the season due to a torn Achilles tendon. She suffered the injury this past weekend in the Connecticut win over the Seattle Storm. She had a successful surgery, but, man, this hurts. And when you think about Connecticut, you think about Alyssa Thomas, who's a walking double-double. You think about Dawana Bonner. You think about Letitia Heidemann. You think about some of those players on that team for the Connecticut Sun. And to lose Breonna Jones, that is just devastating. And a torn Achilles tendon is no joke. And you think of Breonna, who's 6'3" and who jumps a lot, and her game is very physical with the rebounds and also doing the dirty work in the paint with the defense. It's very tough to lose somebody like that. And I know Connecticut is going to feel it. They're not feeling it right now, but they're definitely going to feel it as the season goes on and when they make that playoff run. And again, prayers up for Breonna Jones. I know she had a successful surgery, again, suffering a torn Achilles tendon on June the 20th in the game against the Seattle Storm. Again, we know Breonna's one of the best in the business, and she's definitely come from a lot, again, winning the Most Improved Player of the Year award 2 years ago and then winning the Sixth Woman of the Year award. So certainly Breonna, a Sixth Player of the Year award, and also being a multiple All-Star. So, again, Connecticut, Luke, that's a tough loss right there. But I know, if anything, Breonna is a fighter. She's going to bounce back, and I know she's going to do well in her recovery, and she'll be back at full strength, hopefully, for 2024. And for my last storyline, can you believe it? Yes, the WNBA All-Star Weekend is fast approaching, and the All-Star selections are in for the WNBA All-Star Game. And let's start off with the Eastern Conference All-Stars. We have Aaliyah Boston, center from the Indiana Fever. Man, what a rookie campaign Aaliyah has had so far. Again, she was the number one overall pick in this year's WNBA draft. So, again, congratulations to center Aaliyah Boston representing the Indiana Fever. This is her first All-Star game. We have forward Breanna Stewart from the New York Liberty. I tell you one thing, Breanna has been sensational in her first year with the Liberty, and she's a candidate for league MVP. This is her fifth All-Star game. Also, we have Kalia Copper representing the Chicago Sky. This is her third All-Star game. We have Alicia Gray representing the Atlanta Dream. This is her first All-Star game. We have Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. This is going to be her second All-Star game. Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever. This is going to be her first All-Star game. We also have Courtney Vandersloot from the New York Liberty. This is going to be her fifth All-Star game. I talked about her earlier, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. This is going to be her fourth All-Star game. Elena Deladon representing the Washington Mystics. This is going to be her seventh All-Star game. And again, congratulations again to Elena. The last several years have been very tough with her dealing with the issues with the pandemic and then the multiple back surgeries. It's good to see Elena just getting back to Elena Deladon that we've known and loved for so long. Again, this is her seventh All-Star game. Followed by, we have Dawana Bonner from the Connecticut Sun. This is her fifth All-Star game. And then we have Cheyenne Parker representing the Atlanta Dream. This is going to be her first All-Star game. And then let's move over to the Western Conference All-Stars. Center Brittany Griner representing the Phoenix Mercury. This is going to be her ninth All-Star game. Then we have Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. This is going to be her eighth All-Star game. Satu Sabally from the Dallas Wings. This is going to be her second All-Star game. And then we have Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. This is going to be her fifth All-Star game. Followed by Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm. This is also going to be her fifth All-Star game. Asia Wilson, What was not to love about Asia, right? Asia representing the Las Vegas Aces. This is going to be her fifth All-Star game. We have Arike Ogunbowale, one of the most exciting players in the WNBA representing the Dallas Wings. This is going to be her third All-Star game. Then we have Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. This is going to be her second All-Star game. We have Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. This is going to be her second All-Star game. I got to say, welcome back, Nafisa Collier. Nafisa representing the Minnesota Lynx. This is going to be her third All-Star game. Of course, much of last year, Nafisa was on maternity leave, and there was questions about if Nafisa was going to return to classic form, and yes, she's back with the vengeance, and she makes another All-Star game. And making her first All-Star game representing the Seattle Storm is Ezzy Magbegor. Man, you talk about Ezzy being a defensive specialist. Ezzy is one of a kind when it comes to the defense, I tell you that. And so those are your All-Star selections for the 2023 WNBA All-Star game. Now, we have the All-Stars, but what's going to happen is, again, it's going to be Team Stewart versus Team Wilson, just like last year where we had Team Stewart, the captain, Brianna Stewart, going up against Team Wilson, the captain, Asia Wilson. So, again, they did the same format last year, and they're going to do it again this year. So, again, the leading vote getters in this year's All-Star WNBA All-Star voting was Asia Wilson and Brianna Stewart. So, like we had last year with Team Stewart versus Team Wilson, this year we're going to have Team Stewart versus Team Wilson again this year. And, of course, this year's WNBA All-Star game will be played at the Michelob Ultra Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, that's home to the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces. And the game will be aired primetime on ABC on July the 15th. It's going to be at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. So certainly it's going to be the best of the best in the WNBA. And also it's going to culminate with a WNBA All-Star Weekend with the three-point contest and the skills challenge. So that should be a lot of fun. I know winning the three-point contest last year was Allie Quigley. She won it last year. So it's going to be interesting who's going to be in this contest. I don't know if Jewel Lloyd is going to be in it this year, but nevertheless, it's going to be exciting. It's always a great time in Las Vegas for the last year's All-Star Weekend. All-Star festivities were in Chicago last year. But this year, it's certainly going to be interesting with it being in Las Vegas. Will Jackie Young be in it? Will Kelsey Plum be in it? Will Chelsea Gray be in a three-point shootout or maybe the skills challenge? Who knows? But it's definitely going to be an exciting time in Las Vegas for the WNBA All-Star Weekend. All right, before we go to break, again, congratulations to the two-time WNBA League MVP, Asia Wilson. She was rewarded with a big contract extension. Matter of fact, a two-year extension to remain with the Las Vegas Aces. And I've got to tell you, Asia Wilson is indeed one of a kind, and she's somebody that's just entering her prime as a player. And, I mean, she's done so much in a short amount of time in her basketball career, being a champion in college, winning a WNBA championship, being a two-time league MVP, also a league defensive player of the year, multiple all-star appearances, being a rookie of the year. What can you say about Asia? I mean, the best just gets better for her. And certainly she got rewarded with a contract extension for 2 years. So again, congratulations to Asia Wilson. And definitely has been and will continue to be a part of the Las Vegas Aces championship run for at least a little while. And it's great that they're trying to keep that core together with Wilson and also with Jackie Young and Kelsey Plum and Chelsea Gray and Kia Stokes. And, of course, with the addition of Candace Parker, definitely some great times in Las Vegas right now as they currently have the best record in the WNBA being the Las Vegas Aces. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you a recap of the week that was in the WNBA, and also we'll have your league leaders and standings and so much more. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now let's get you caught up on the week that was in the WNBA. Let's start off with action from Sunday, June the 25th. What a thrilling game it was in overtime between the Washington Mystics and the New York Liberty. The Liberty would win a close one, final score 89-88. For the Liberty, Sabrina Ionescu was sensational. She finished with 31 points. And Sabrina will be making another All-Star appearance. And I'll tell you one thing. The Liberty, they have their franchise player with Sabrina Ionescu. Now, we also talk about Brianna Stewart. Brianna, again, another all-star selection for her. She's also going to be one to watch in the MVP race. But let's put Sabrina in the mix as well. I know we're still in towards the end of the first half of the WNBA season, but Sabrina has been making a lot of waves so far in this first half of the year. Here's Sabrina in action.
Clock getting skinny now for Ionescu, who steps back for the three. Here out of Delaware, Ionescu has a chance for a three-point play.
Something
for North Carolina. Ionescu buries the three. Another cut by Vandersloot, but then Ionescu gets herself free. Ionescu. Stewart with the mismatch on Cloud. Ionescu shooting over Deladon. About a second and a half difference between the two clocks. Sabrina. Ionescu hits it. Great recognition by Hawkins. Mystics up three. Ionescu. Stewart will inbound. Sabrina. Wow.
All right, that audio was courtesy of ABC. And again, Sabrina Ionescu was sensational in the overtime victory over the Washington Mystics, final score 89-88. So Sabrina finished with 31 points. Brianna Stewart finished with 18 points. Bednija Laney scored 17 points. Courtney Vandersloot finished with 11 points. And Jonquel Jones grabbed 10 rebounds. In the losing effort for the Mystics, Ariel Atkins finished with 24 points. And Natasha Cloud had a double-double with 23 points and 11 assists. Also, Elena Deladon had 15 points, and Brittany Sykes finished with 13 points. Again, the final score in overtime, the New York Liberty 89, the Washington Mystics 88. Also, another action from Sunday, June the 25th. The Connecticut Sun beat the Chicago Sky 96-72, and the Los Angeles Sparks beat the Dallas Wings 93-83. Let's move along now to action from Monday, June the 26th. The Las Vegas Aces squared off against the Indiana Fever. The Aces would go on to beat the Fever 88-80. Let's move along now to action from Tuesday, June the 27th. We had the New York Liberty squaring off against the Connecticut Sun. The Liberty would win 89-81. The Minnesota Lynx would go on to beat the Seattle Storm 104-93. And the Dallas Wings would beat the Phoenix Mercury 77-62. Let's move along now to action from Wednesday, June the 28th. The Los Angeles Sparks square off against the Chicago Sky. The Sky would go on to win 80-63. And the Washington Mystics squared off against the Atlanta Dream. The Mystics would win 109-86. Action now from Thursday, June the 29th. The Las Vegas Aces squared off against the New York Liberty. The Aces would go on to win 98-81. And the Phoenix Mercury would go on to beat the Indiana Fever 85-63. And what a thrilling finish it was in overtime between the Minnesota Lynx and the Seattle Storm. Minnesota would go on to win 99-97. I mentioned her name earlier, Nafisa Collier. She's making another all-star game, and certainly she has bounced back in a major way, and she's definitely showing it with her play. Nafisa scored the game-winning shot to help the Lynx beat the Storm in overtime. Here's how it happened.
McBride inbounds. Collier gets it. Fakes the handoff to McBride, going up against Ezzy with 3 seconds left. Fade away, good, Nafisa Collier. And why not? Dojcic with 1 second left. He's going to have to hoist it, and that is going to be short. And the Minnesota Lynx come to Seattle and sneak out with an overtime victory.
All right, that audio was courtesy of the WNBA and CBS Sports Network. So you heard that audio right there. Nafisa Collier came in and hit the game-winning shot for the Minnesota Lynx to help beat the Seattle Storm in overtime. Again, the final score 99-97. Nafisa finished with 31 points. Diamond Miller and Kayla McBride both scored 19 points. And then for the Seattle Storm, in the losing effort, Jewel Lloyd, the WNBA's leading scorer, finished with 41 points. Man, outstanding. And getting a double-double was Ezzy Magbogor. She finished with 16 points and 16 rebounds. And then Sammy Whitcomb finished with 22 points. Again, the final score, Minnesota 99, Seattle 97. Action now from Friday, June the 30th. The Atlanta Dream beat the Washington Mystics 94-89. The Chicago Sky would go on to beat the Los Angeles Sparks 86-78. And then we move along now to action from Saturday, July 1st. The Las Vegas Aces handled their business beating the Connecticut Sun 102-84. And the Minnesota Lynx would go on to beat the Phoenix Mercury 86-76. And then we move along now to action from Sunday, July the 2nd. The Dallas Wings would beat the Washington Mystics 89-72. The Atlanta Dream would go on to beat the Los Angeles Sparks 112-84. The New York Liberty would beat the Seattle Storm 81-66. And then we had the Chicago Sky take on the Indiana Fever. Very close game, but the Sky would go on to win 89-87. Courtney Williams, I tell you one thing, Courtney Williams is one of those floor generals that she cannot be touched. She's somebody that you have to pay close attention to. Just the floor leadership skills, everything that she brings to the table has been phenomenal. We saw what she did last year in the championship run with the Connecticut Sun. They fell short, but hey, you can't deny the toughness. You cannot deny the competitiveness that Courtney brings to the table. And certainly she's bringing some of that to the table as well with being a part of the Chicago Sky. And in this game, she scored 28 points. Here's Courtney in action.
Williams, who is dominant in the mid-range, knocks that shot down. Here is Williams firing again. And Courtney Williams is red hot. The shots are falling left and right. The easiest ones haven't gone down for either Indiana or Chicago as Williams finishes on the left side of the rim. Williams off the double screen. Back from Mabry. She will fire and drill a three. Three threes now in the second quarter. Mabry the bounce. It's Williams. The last 9 minutes to play. Sky have just 6 points as Williams hits there. Courtney Williams catch and shoot and hits a three. What a big shot by Courtney Williams right out of the timeout. 3 seconds between shot clock and game clock. How does Chicago want to play this? Williams pulls up and it stays down.
All right, that audio courtesy of ESPN3. So the final score was Chicago 89, Indiana 87. So Courtney Williams finished with 28 points. Elizabeth Williams and Marina Mabry both finished with 17 points. And Kalia Copper finished with 15 points. On the losing end for the Indiana Fever, Melissa Smith finished with 27 points. All-star Kelsey Mitchell finished with 26 points. So again, the final score was Chicago 89, Indiana 87, and that takes care of the week that was in the WNBA. All right, Borg, before we get to the league leaders in the standings, let's get you caught up on the Player of the Week awards. So for the week of May 30th, the Eastern Conference Player of the Week was Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty, and from the Western Conference, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. For the week of June the 6th, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun, representing the Eastern Conference, and representing the Western Conference, Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. From the week of June the 13th, once again for the second time, for the Eastern Conference Player of the Week, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty, and from the Western Conference, Satu Sabali from the Dallas Wings. The week of July 20th, the Eastern Conference Player of the Week is rookie Aaliyah Boston from the Indiana Fever. And from the Western Conference, Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm. And for the week of June the 27th, for the second time this year, the Eastern Conference Player of the Week Award winner, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. And from the Western Conference, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. And currently, the Player of the Month Award winners for the month of May from the Eastern Conference, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. And from the Western Conference, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. The Rookie of the Month Award winner for the month of May belongs to Aaliyah Boston from the Indiana Fever. And the Coach of the Month Award winner from the month of May belongs to Stephanie White from the Connecticut Sun. All right, it's time now to take a look at the current league leaders in the WNBA. Let's start off with points per game. The leading scorer in the WNBA representing the Seattle Storm, the Gold Mamba, Jewel Lloyd. She's averaging 25.8 points per game. Coming in at number two, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. At number tied for third, we have Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty and Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. And coming in fifth, Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. Next category is rebounds. Coming in at number one, Satu Sabali from the Dallas Wings. She's averaging 10 rebounds per game. At number two, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. At number three, Melissa Smith from the Indiana Fever. At number four, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. And at number five, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is assists. Coming in at number one, Courtney Vandersloot from the New York Liberty. She's averaging 8 assists per game. At number two, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. At number three, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. At number four, Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. And also tied for fourth with Natasha is Courtney Williams from the Chicago Sky. Next category is blocks per game. Coming in at number one, representing the Phoenix Mercury, Brittany Griner. Coming in at number two, Asia Wilson, representing the Las Vegas Aces. At number three, Ezzie Magbegor, representing the Seattle Storm. And then tied for fourth, we have Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty and Elena Smith, representing the Chicago Sky. Also, the next category that we're going to have is field goal percentage. Coming in at number one, the rookie, Aaliyah Boston from the Indiana Fever. She's shooting 61% from the field. Coming in at number two is Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. Number three, Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. At number four, Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. And at number five, her teammate, Asia Wilson, representing the Las Vegas Aces. Next category that we're going to have, next category that we're going to have is free throw percentage. So currently coming in at number one at the free throw percentage department, just find it for a month. Okay, number one in the free throw percentage category, we have Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. She's shooting 96% from the free throw line. At number two, Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics. At number three, Jordan Canada, representing the Los Angeles Sparks. Her teammate, Carly Samuelson, coming in at number four. And at number five, we have Natasha Howard, representing the Dallas Wings. Next category that we're going to have is three-pointers made. Coming in at number one, Jewel Lloyd. Coming in at number two, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. At number three, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. At number four, Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever. And at number five, Ryan Howard from the Atlanta Dream. Certainly good to see Ryan in the mix as well. Certainly she's been a great player since she's been in the WNBA. Only 2 years, man, and she's made an immediate impact in the league. Next category that we have is three-point percentage. Coming in at number one, Carly Samuelson from the Los Angeles Sparks. She's shooting 49% from three-point range. Coming in at number two, Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. At number three, Nia Coffey from the Atlanta Dream. At number four, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. And at number five, we have Courtney Williams representing the Chicago Sky. Next category that we have is steals. Coming in at number one, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. At number two, Brittany Sykes, representing the Washington Mystics. At number three, Jordan Canada from the Los Angeles Sparks. And then tied for fourth, Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun and Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. And the last category that we have is minutes played, or minutes per game, I should say. At number one, Arike Ogunbowale. I'll tell you one thing. If you had not had an opportunity to watch the Dallas Wings play this year, you are missing out on a dynamo in Arike Ogunbowale. You talk about somebody that has the stamina and the energy like any other. Arike is definitely that, as she currently leads the WNBA in minutes per game. She's averaging 37 minutes a game. At number two, Alyssa Thomas. At number three, Jewel Lloyd. At number four, Satu Sabali. And at number five is Nafisa Collier. And that takes care of your current league leaders in the WNBA. So definitely the first half of the season is fast approaching. It's fast ending. So definitely a lot of teams and a lot of players are trying to get those stats up, hopefully to try to get something happening, I beg your pardon. And hopefully things can look good for a lot of those teams and a lot of those players before the All-Star break approaches. All right, before we go to break, we're going to give you the standings currently in the WNBA. Currently, the team that's been hot right now, and I tell you one thing's for sure, the Las Vegas Aces, man, there's no letting up with them anytime soon. The Las Vegas Aces are currently number one with a record of 13-1. Coming in at number two are the Connecticut Sun with a record of 12-4. Coming in third place are the New York Liberty with a record of 10-3. At number four, the Washington Mystics with a record of 9-5. In fifth, the Dallas Wings with a record of 7-8. Coming in sixth place are the Los Angeles Sparks. They also have a record of 7-8. In seventh place are the Chicago Sky with a record of 6-9. The Atlanta Dream come in eighth place with a record of 5-8, followed by the Indiana Fever in ninth place. The Minnesota Lynx come in 10th place. The Seattle Storm are in 11th, and in last place are the Phoenix Mercury. So that takes care of your current standings in the WNBA. And also some coaching news to pass along to you before we go to break. Vanessa Nygaard, no longer the head coach of the Phoenix Mercury. She was relieved of her duties as the head coach of the Mercury. I don't know if you heard me make the stat earlier, but the Phoenix Mercury are currently in last place in the WNBA standings, not having a great first half of the year. And so Vanessa Nygaard was relieved of her duties as head coach of the Phoenix Mercury. And also with the Chicago Sky, James Wade has stepped down as head coach and general manager of the Sky, and he will accept a position as an assistant coach with the NBA's Toronto Raptors. That was a shock right there, but congratulations to Coach Wade on taking that opportunity with the Toronto Raptors, and certainly I know he's going to do a fantastic job. I mean, since he was the head coach of the Sky, multiple playoff appearances 2 years ago, winning a WNBA championship, so you know about the pedigree that Coach Wade brings to the table, and certainly he's going to bring that pedigree to the NBA, being and an assistant coach with the Toronto Raptors. All right, before we go to when we come back from the break, we'll give you a look ahead to the upcoming games in the WNBA. Stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Before we get on out of here, let's have a look ahead to the upcoming games in the WNBA. Let's start off with action on Wednesday. On Wednesday, July the 5th, we have the Phoenix Mercury going up against the New York Liberty, followed by the Indiana Fever going up against the Minnesota Lynx. The Dallas Wings will square off against the Las Vegas Aces, and the Atlanta Dream will square off against the Los Angeles Sparks. On Thursday, July the 6th, we'll have the Seattle Storm going up against the Connecticut Sun. On Friday, July the 7th, we'll have the Indiana Fever going up against the Washington Mystics. And also, we have the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Dallas Wings. The Atlanta Dream square off against the Chicago Sky. And we have the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Minnesota Lynx. On Saturday, July the 8th, we'll have the Seattle Storm going up against the New York Liberty. And on Sunday, July the 9th, we'll have the Washington Mystics going up against the Connecticut Sun. The Dallas Wings will square off against the Indiana Fever. The Los Angeles Sparks will square off against the Phoenix Mercury. The Las Vegas Aces will go up against the Minnesota Lynx. And the Atlanta Dream will go up against the Chicago Sky. So certainly some big games that are going to be approaching right before the All-Star break in Las Vegas. So certainly it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of players are going to be playing with such intensity. The teams are going to be jockeying for position as we get closer to the end of the first half and make way for the All-Star break in the WNBA. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care of yourself.